Well, good evening and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, tonight, I'm with my best friend, and we are at Psalm 59. Why don't we go ahead and pray and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the full day you've given us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that are new every day. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would, by the power of your Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we might see and our ears that we might hear. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 59. To the chief musician, set to, do not destroy, a miktam of David, when Saul sent men and they watched him, or watched the house in order to kill him. You want to read 1 and 2?
Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men.
For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me. Not from my transgressions, nor from my sins, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine.
Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors.
At evening they return, they growl like a dog, and go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth, swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears?
But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies.
Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth.
And at evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied.
But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense, a refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? So, all right, what do you think is about, love?
The wicked, like God taking care of the wicked.
Okay. All right, good. So, yeah, God, he's crying out for God to take care of the wicked, right? This is a imprecatory psalm, right? That's a big theological word for this, a prayer that God would take care of the wicked, take care of those who are evil. Does that seem to line up with David's life, though?
What do you mean?
Well, is David, you know, like a super upright dude?
Well, no. Mm-mm.
So how is David able to say this stuff?
Because God has shown favor to him and grace.
Yeah. All right. Do you think that it's okay for Christians to say this type of stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What about love those who persecute you?
I think you can still pray that God would take care of your enemies.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's part of your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven, is the stopping of evil and sinful enemies. Yeah. But we don't pray it in our own righteousness. We pray it in the righteousness of Jesus. I think David is praying here prophetically. I mean, this is, David is able to take these words upon his lips because he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I think Jesus is the one who's able to say these perfectly. What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse to summarize this section? You can do verses if you'd like.
Maybe 16.
16. Yeah, I have all sorts of words written here in the margin of my Bible. Sing of God, power, mercy, defense, refuge, strength, defense, and mercy. Yeah, I think 15 and 6 or 16 and 17 are beautiful, right? God is our defense. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our shield. God is our power. God is merciful. Yeah. So what do you think you're called in your life to do? What impact should this have on you?
To rest in God.
Good. Yeah, to rest in God.
And thank Him for His mercy on me.
Yeah. Yeah, to thank Him for His mercy on you. That, yeah, it's amazing we can fly past that, but multiple times in verse 10 and in verse 17, He says, God of mercy, God of compassion. God is compassionate towards us, and we can be thankful to Him for it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what about you? What do you feel called in this passage today? How does this look in your life? What would you underline in your Bible? Let me know down in the comments. But tonight, why don't we go ahead and pray? Father, we thank You so much for this day, and we thank You for Your word. We thank You that You are a God who is a merciful God, full of compassion and grace. We pray that we would rest in You as our refuge, that You would be the only harbor for our souls, that we might find safety in Your goodness towards us. Let Your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord give you a great night's sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow. She's going to bed. Bye.